Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you join us as we face the issues. Lest I forget it, and many times I do, let me remind you, you can reach us by dialing 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. As we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture, the truth book, the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I recommend, ladies and gentlemen, that you read that book. It'll change your life. I recommend that you look at the truth book, realizing that each and everything we see taking place in society today, whether it be local, state, national, or international, all that we see taking place, we can go to the Scripture and look at what is happening, the events in the world today, through the prism of the Word of God. God's Word has already pre-covered. It is history written in advance that we see in the Word of God. God's Word is that which we can go back to, knowing it is truth. Jesus said to his disciples, John 8:31-32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." So, ladies and gentlemen, we face issues. We do so based on the truth book. John 17:17, the scripture is very, very clear. Thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to depend on. We can rest on it, be assured that there's no deviation and no error found in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about a subject today, an issue that I believe needs to be followed up on. We talked about the shooting in Nashville yesterday, the 28-year-old committed the mass murder that the DOJ, Merrick Garland, is not even willing to investigate as a hate crime. Had that been a man with a male, white male, with a MAGA hat on, all of a sudden it would have been charged on the basis of white supremacy, and a Trump follower caused it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, there are those in the Biden administration that saying that shooting took place because of Republicans. We'll talk about that further in this broadcast, but let me just get to the cut through the chase for just a moment. We're talking about today the evil of trans violence, mass murders, the evil of trans violence, mass murders. In fact, the best explanation I see of what is happening perhaps comes from Franklin Graham. Franklin Graham, I believe, better summarizes the event of the shooting in the Christian school and church in Nashville, Tennessee. Franklin Graham said, and I quote, "We're surrounded by evil in this world." And that's what we saw walk into the Nashville Christian school. Evil, end quote. It's a pretty good summary of it, I believe. It's evil, wickedness, horrific as it may sound. It's part of the heart of man that's not related to God through Jesus Christ. We understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the heart is deceitful and wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17:9 tells us. We're seeing it manifesting itself across America more and more each day. During the course of this broadcast, we're going to talk about why we see it happening. What's the causative factor? Why are these things happening? What is it that we are not doing or that we're doing as a nation that invites the promulgation and the escalation of events like we have witnessed in Nashville, Tennessee. Ladies and gentlemen, part of the problem is turning away from God, turning away from the Word of God, the truth book. In fact, truth is not sought today. It's not embraced today. George Orwell, the secularist, said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. The former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint says America's decline is because of the death of truth. In fact, DeMint goes on to say, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. And ladies and gentlemen, the latest survey research has shown us that 55% of the millennials in America, 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say that each person determines their own version of truth. Now, I don't know of anything that could be any more detrimental than that philosophy. It goes back to the Old Testament, the book of Judges, every man doing that which is right in his own eyes. We see that happening today on an increasing level in our nation. We need to go back to what I call the truth book. We need to go back to what is truth. The 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast, that as Christians, we seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell it as truth, live it as truth, and defend truth, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment company dealership that's dealing in the tools, the equipment for the professional as well as the homeowner landscape and lawn care equipment. It is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to start your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. They can answer your questions about all the lines of the landscape and lawn care equipment for the professional as well as the homeowner. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take just a moment for a monologue, then we're going to open our telephone lines for you to call in. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. We'd love to hear from you. We're talking about the evil of trans violence. We're talking about those that call themselves transsexuals. Transsexuals. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an impossibility. No such thing. It is an aberrant falsehood that's being perpetrated upon our youth today, primarily through our schools. We have today in the schools, kindergarten through high school, and through the colleges and university system, we have the whole trans phobia, if you will, where there's a mindset somehow you can change your sexuality, you can change your gender. Ladies and gentlemen, God didn't make a mistake. He didn't create Adam and Steve. He created Adam and Eve. He didn't create Sarah and Sally. He created Eve. Ladies and gentlemen, God created male and female, created he them, according to the scripture in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, covers it very, very clearly. And so what we find taking place in America today, and yes, even around the globe, is the approach to simply deny God's word, reject God's way, and somehow, some way say that God made a mistake. In fact, you have heard, as I have, that a man or a male might say, well, you know, I'm in the wrong body. I'm really a woman, but I'm in a man's body. Or I'm a man, I'm in a woman's body. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a demonic lie. You'll not find anything that could be found in science, anything that could be found in biology. You'll not find anything that's found in the Bible that will validate that kind of mindset and that kind of thinking. Let me just read to you a brief portion of the article from Franklin Graham that was embedded in that article, the quote, "We're surrounded by evil in this world, and that's what we saw walk into." Now notice, evil, and evil is what we saw that walked into the Nashville Christian School. Evil, he says. Headline, Franklin Graham issues a powerful statement after the Christian School massacre. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a major, major, major problem that we find in our nation today, where a person that has the animus in the heart, the anger, the hatred in the life, the heart, because of what Christians are teaching, what the Word of God says. This is what we see is the big picture of what happened at the school in Nashville. This article, dated the 28th of March, says this: Franklin Graham issued a powerful statement about faith on Tuesday, a day after a woman entered a private school, Christian school in Tennessee, and killed three children and three adults. Police said the 28-year-old, who identified as a man, approached the Covenant School in Nashville on Monday morning and shot her way into the building. Throughout the next few minutes, she would go on to kill three 9-year-old students, the school principal, and a school custodian. This article further says, in a post on his Facebook page, Graham made note of the evil that motivates such killers. Quote, "We're surrounded by evil in this world, and that's what we saw walk into the Nashville Elementary School yesterday, evil." The evil certainly wasn't in the weapon that she carried, but it was in the heart and the mind of the one that carried out the killing and destruction. Officers were dispatched to the scene. I'm reading further in the Graham article. Headline, Franklin Graham issues a powerful statement after Christian school massacre. Further, Graham says this: officers were dispatched to the scene, worked quickly to find Hale, that's the individual, who wasted no time in neutralizing her threat. 14 minutes after 9/11 call was placed, she was dead. I want to praise the law enforcement officers for the job they did. We applaud them for their bravery, and I thank God for each one of them. Further, he states, police have Hale, that's the shooter, left behind a manifesto that outlined her plans. She also messaged a friend on social media before the killing and said that she intended to die. Quote, "On this day, we'll make more sense. This day will make more sense," Hale wrote to her former classmate. "I've left behind more than enough evidence, but something bad is about to happen." The suggested identity as a man named Aiden, and chose the school over a number of other potential targets because of what she perceived as its lack of security. Numerous media outlets have walked back reporting that apparently misgendered Hale, whose own mother described her as her daughter and not as her son, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the sad truth of what we see taking place being promulgated in America today and other major portions around the globe. And that is the lie, the deceit, the demonic deception that says that you can be transgendered. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of doctors, a lot of medical associations, hospitals, and counselors and school counselors and those that are in charge that are today butchering, mutilating kids. I believe the last article I read on that was some 146,000 preteens and teenagers have already been mutilated in America at the hands of the medical association that convinces parents that it's the right thing to do is to perform the transsexual surgery. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an oxymoron. It's an impossibility. And rarely, if ever, or the parents told or the child told that it will sterilize them for life, that it will keep them on some type of chemical treatment for the rest of their lives, that they will wind up being depressed. And in that category, the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, in that category of agenda of people in America today, there's about a 40% increase in depression and ultimately committing suicide as a result of going through that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing what 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 says, in the last days perilous times shall come. That word perilous means dark, deadly, dangerous, deceitful, devastating. And today we're witnessing that evil. In fact, in Ecclesiastes 9:3, the scripture says, the heart of men is full of evil. And ladies and gentlemen, we're finding it being manifested today as no other time, I believe, in the history of America and the world. The Nashville, Tennessee massacre, ladies and gentlemen, of 3 children and 3 adults in the Christian church school. I want you to understand that. The Christian church school shines the spotlight on the transsexual, transgender, LGBTQ violence and the wickedness in the hearts of this entire group in our society today. I am saddened, ladies and gentlemen, to see that it's been embraced on so many levels from the Biden administration and all of the in the Biden cabal. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the first time in the history of America we've had evil, wickedness, immorality being pushed, promulgated, and proudly paid for by taxpayer money, as we're seeing under the Biden administration. We're finding the emboldenment of those that are in that category, feeling that somehow, some way, they have the right to override God's word, the right to override the preachers, the pastors, the Christian churches in America, and the position that we take based on the authority of Scripture. Overriding factor, ladies and gentlemen, is the goal of the sodomite community, the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, is to force God's people, God's church, and the Christian community to not only embrace what they're doing, but to celebrate it and to promote it in society. I'm looking at an article from Tony Perkins, dated the 29th, yesterday. He goes into about a 5-page detail. I'm going to do a little scanning of that for your edification. Tony Perkins says this: there were signs of spring everywhere. In the bright morning sun, the pink flowers, the lining trees beside the parking lot, the signs of Easter services. As a small gray car rounded the bend, security cameras caught little children pumping their legs on the swing set in the background. The last carefree moment any of them will remember about this day. As they have in too many cities, Nashville's moms and dads went about their days, not realizing they'd said goodbye for the last time to their child or to their loved one. For the 7 families whose lives changed forever on Monday morning, there's no making sense of the heartbreak. But for one set of parents, it's a unique kind of pain, knowing that their daughter is the one responsible. Norma Hale, whose Facebook page is full of proud mom comments, woke up Tuesday with the knowledge that her 28-year-old child's last words to a friend, "I don't want to live." Moments later, she shot through the double glass doors she'd walked through hundreds of times as a Covenant Christian School student, ready to kill anyone. Outside, officers grabbed their rifles, listening to the reports that some kids are unaccounted for. "Let's go," Officer Rex Engelbert is heard yelling to his men, who all take off running toward the gunfire, unlike Uvalde, where police were paralyzed in indecision. Nashville's team charged into the school and up the stairs, seeing Hale spraying bullets on the police cars below. 25 seconds later, Officer Engelbrecht and Michael Calzo fired the shots and took her down, an act of pure and selfless heroism. Then he gets to the point. A significant amount of ammunition they discovered and a manifesto. There's some belief that there was some resentment. Listen, there's some belief that there was some resentment for having to go to a Christian school. Drake explained, as outlets, that's the police chief, as outlets started to pick up on the explosive news that Audrey identified as Aiden, a man. Immediately, the left turned loose its attack dogs, savaging the police chief and the media for misgendering the shooter that everyone had rightly described as a woman. Within hours, both the USA Today and the New York Times apologized for calling Audrey a female, ultimately editing stories and headlines to appease the unappeasable mob who have fostered hostility for those who refuse to yield their daughters and their dangerous, destructive, and charade upon them. Hours later, the blame game began in earnest. None of this would have happened, activists said, if society were more accepting of the trans ideology, if Audrey's parents had just been more open to allow her a male identity, if states had just stopped banning drag shows and kids' gender transitions. Hear what's being said? The mindset by the left, the socialist Marxist media, the mindset by the left, the sodomite agenda, and the community therein. Their mindset is, if the Audrey's parents had just allowed her to identify as a male, if the states would just stop banning drag queen shows for kids and the gender transitions on the national level, if that had been done, if that was so, in other words, ladies and gentlemen, if we had no morals, no values, no, the Bible says this and we ought to do that, if there'd been no input from the Christian community, then the mindset is none of this would have happened. That this transsexual female, 28 years old, perhaps would not have gone into the school to shoot the pastor's daughter and to shoot five other people, including the director of the school. This article says, Tony Perkins speaking, make no mistake, a storm is brewing in this country that screams, listen, Tony Perkins says, a storm is brewing in this country that screams Christianity is the problem. The calls will come, if they haven't already, for the faithful to step back from cultural engagement and to acquiesce on biblical truth where the battle is raging in the fiercest way. For our children, it's the same argument the left has been using on the parents of the confused kids. Give in, or they'll hurt themselves. To the church it will be, back off, or they'll hurt you, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony winds up with this. The tragedies, whether they're in Nashville or Newtown, are the bitter fruit of the deception in our nation that is destroying us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I find that to be very poignant and conclusive as to what we're talking about today. I believe I have Greg on the line. Greg, go over the question or comment, please.
You know, the left continues to tell us that a lack of tolerance on the part of conservatives, lack of tolerance on the part of Christians, is what causes suicidal ideation amongst the LGBTQIAP, however far you want to carry that acronym, group. However, this society, this culture is more tolerant, if you will, of those activities than any in our past for at least 400 years. However, the suicide rates and suicidal ideas or ideation have been on the increase steadily for many years. So I'd like to see how they, you know, bounce that around and come up with anything logical based on the proclamations they've made. And on that same note, you know, the left always begs, screams, cries for the right to be tolerant, not be so intolerant. You need to be more tolerant. Was it tolerance that drove this young lady in to murder people? Is it tolerance that causes them to come in and interrupt church services, scream and curse and spit on, urinate on, and defecate on people in church services? Is it tolerance? I'm not sure that you can call those things tolerance. We've begun to call up, down, down, up, good, bad, bad, good, and understand for the believer, we need to understand as believers that we can expect more of this as the return of Christ draws near. And the scripture says that we'll be dragged before the councils, we'll be scourged, we'll be placed in prison. These things are coming. And it's amazing how every time we see another major news story, it's pointing more and more and more to the fulfillment of eschatological text in the scripture.
Absolutely. You've summarized that right well. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is Greg Youngblood, one of our four sons. I'm delighted that he could break away from his ministry work and his regular work to be with Greg. What kind of weather are you having up in the southern tip of heaven?
I don't want to make you jealous, but it's unlimited visibility, clear blue skies. I see a few jets up there that are many, many miles away. It's a crisp 59 degrees. You could not ask for a more beautiful day. The colors are popping us. I'm seeing purples and pinks and blues, and it looks like blue, and red and green, yellow. It's beautiful in East Tennessee. But if you happen to be in one of the lefty states, just forget I ever said any of that, okay? Y'all stay where you're at.
Well, Greg, I don't know how much time you can spend with us, but let me read a brief article and ask you to respond to it. Headline: Nashville's mass murder shines the spotlight on the trans violence and all of its enablers. The mass murder Monday morning by a gender-confused woman of three young children and three adults inside the Nashville Christian Elementary School is shining a spotlight on the transgender activist violence and extremism and the progressive enablers who provide them over cover. Further, the article states, as millions of Americans and people across the world watch the Nashville police body cam video footage, a gun-toting Audrey Hale, a transgender-identified woman, stalking her victims at the Covenant Christian School before being shot dead, quickly being pursued by police. Various media groups and special interest groups, here's what I want you to hear, various media groups and special interest groups chastised all conservatives for focusing their trans issue and focusing on the trans issue instead of control and the Republicans' anti-LGBTQ legislation supposedly that gave rise to this violence. Now, how do you respond to that? Here we are. In fact, I've probably got 40 or 50 news articles before me on my desk at this present time. And the overwhelming majority of them, in some place in that, it's where the media and the leftists are blaming the Republicans and the conservatives and the Christians and the pastors for this outcome. How do you respond to that?
The left doesn't like enforcing current laws. Understand that that young lady violated a plethora of laws before and as she committed those crimes. One more law would not have stopped her. However, the left today is not interested in locking up criminals. They would like to continue locking up January 6th protesters. They would like to lock up Donald Trump, but they don't want to lock up murderers and rapists and robbers and thieves, your typical crooks and thugs. It is amazing to me that they have anything, that they can even open their mouths with a straight face and condemn conservatives. It's amazing, too, that if a police officer is forced to shoot a thug suspect, that police officer is put under the microscope. However, when a leftist shoots up a church house or a schoolhouse, they want to focus on the gun. They want to focus on the right. Oh, you must have antagonized this person. You must have caused this problem. Understand we're coming closer and closer to the day that everything up is down, down is up, the good is evil, and evil is good. We are coming to the date that looks a lot like the days of Noah.
Yes, Greg, do you have time on your schedule to hang on until after the break and let's continue the conversation?
I can hang out for about five more minutes, and I'd love
to. Okay, good, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative.